Perhaps we can look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, we are always, forever privileged to be in your presence. So take this time in the light of all of yesterday, in the light of all that lies ahead. God, deal with us that we would be the better. And we'll thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. You are familiar in Psalm 14, the fool will say in his heart, there is no God. Romans, God tells us in Romans 1, that everyone is without excuse. God in his wonderful power, all that he is in creation, from flowers, bugs, birds, beasts, humans, are awesomely created. To say, and you all know that, in any facet of life you want to look at, any science you want to study, I don't know any of them that are not overwhelming in understanding and immensity of the grandeur, if I might, how complicated they are, how simple they are, how profound they are. Wow. So we're without excuse, Romans 1. We're unthankful and without excuse. God said, you ought to understand that I am, but we don't in the world. So here in John chapter 6, if I can, going to verse 34. Then said they unto him, we're going to pick up the context later. Then said they unto him, remember they want the bread, manna from heaven. God said that's what they needed, and they were looking for that kind of a miracle that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, would produce, not bread from a boy's lunch, but God would produce bread from nowhere, just like he did manna from heaven. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to address that and is addressing that subject. So when you come to verse 34, then said they unto him, Lord, evermore, always, 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 forever, give us this bread. God, to say it in the Greek, here we are, God, here we are right now, our hands are there, fill them up, we're ready to receive something, we're ready right now, here we are, give it to us. And then, of course, verse 35, then Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And then he answered their question, give it to me right now. He said, all right, I want you to know that you already have it. I am the one standing in front of you, the one talking to you. I am the bread of life. I am. And if you come to me, you will never hunger. And if you believe on me, present tense, you will never be thirsty again. You'll never hunger, and you'll never be thirsty again. Oh, wow. Isn't that awesome? You say, well, I like to eat. You'll never be hungry again. Now, what did they miss? They should have never missed this. But they did. They did. God, you clearly are God. It's the fool that has said in his heart, there is no God. That's a dumb thing to say. Very dumb. You are, for someone academic, you are oblivious to knowledge. Now, in the light of that, he gives them the key. Verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Now just take the little word, verb and pronoun. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I am. You want bread right now? I am. Give us this bread always. I am. Right now, I'm going to give it to you always. You'll never hunger. You'll never thirst. Uh-huh. I am. And they used it one other time earlier, John chapter 6 and verse 20. But he said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. And the word it is I is the same construction. I am. I am. Since I am, don't be afraid. I am, never hunger. I am, never thirst. I am, don't be afraid. Now, what did they miss? Let me do one other thing that will help us. Here's the Gospel of John presenting our Lord Jesus Christ in the most super-duper way so that we would be able to be believing believers, not just out in the dark here. We want to know where are we and to whom are we trusting. Over to the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 9. Picking up, if I can, in verse 27. And when Jesus departed thence, 9:27, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye, believe ye, that I am able to do this. Never hunger, never thirst, don't have to be afraid. Do you believe that I am? Do you believe that I am able to take care of your blindness? I am. Same construction. Believe ye that I am able to do this. And they said unto him, Yea, Lord, we believe you can do this. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man knows it. Now remember, now they're going, and remember all the times you keep reading that. The Spirit of God did wonderful things in the person of Jesus Christ. And he held it all in check. He said, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Why? Because part of all the things, one is, if you tell them about me now, they don't understand. After my resurrection, you will tell them. And I will give you the power and the relationship. So you are an authentic, authorized witness to me. Up till now, I haven't gone to the cross, and you're saying something that's true, but you can't put it together in your own heart. You really don't know who I am yet. So you're talking about me, but you don't know me enough. Now, over if you would, chapter 16. And if I may, verse 13. 16 and 13. When Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that the Son of Man am? Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? The Son of Man. I am. I am the Son of Man. Who am I? Who am I? Don't people ask that? They wonder, who are you? Verse 14. They said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that, little words, verb and a pronoun, I am. Who do you say I am? What's the whole point about that? Do you know who I am? Give us this bread. Do you know who I am? Hang on. And of course, Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And of course, God the Father gave him that information. Otherwise, Peter didn't really understand that yet at all. So now, I am that I am. Do you understand who I am? Do you know who I am? You know who I am. All right, now, 18, well, we're here, 18 and chapter 20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I, or I am. I am in the midst of them. I am. Here, I am. Do you know, say it another way, do you know in whose presence you are right now? If I went up and down. Do you know in whose presence you are in? Okay. Over to chapter 20. 28 better. 28. And the very last statement in the record of the Gospel of Matthew, 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, end of the age. Who's with us? Who are you that we can't get out of your presence? And if we know you as our Savior, you're in us, you're with us in a very special way. You're able to be who you are as we go down the corridor of time to us. You'll never hunger, never thirst. You don't have to be afraid. I am. Now hang on. Because you see, in the Gospel of John, at this point in history with our Lord, they didn't understand what he was trying to tell them. I am. Now, so, before we continue in the Gospel of John, I want to make sure that we are on the same page when he says, I am. Because it's so, if you don't catch that, you're going to read and go right sailing along and you'll miss the whole point. Do you know who I am? Now, over if you would please, as you would guess. Over if you would please to the book of Exodus. Exodus in chapter 3. And you will note that expression, term, clause. Exodus 3:14. Remember, Moses wants to say, "You're going to go. I need to tell the people of Israel, who are you?" That's what they're going to ask. Who sent you, Moses? Who is it that's behind all this? Who is it? Well, what's his name? Verse 14. God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Verse 14. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me. I am. I am who I am. Present tense. Verb to be. Verb to be, to exit, to exist. To be, to become. I am who I am. I always am who I am. I am who I say I am. I want you to know, I am exactly, to say it another way, I am exactly who I am. Always. I am. Okay, hang on to that. And then, that's what the message is. Verse 14. I am You'll say, I am sent me unto you. Okay, now hang on to that. And go over with me, please. In the light of that, and you know, in, you don't have to turn there in Malachi, you know. You would all be consumed. If it wasn't because that I am, and I am, I change not who I am. I am always who I am. I never change. Never. No matter where you meet me in forever, I always am who I am. Now, having said that little bit, am I nothing in my existence? There is nothing outside of my existence. I am always who I am, and anything, there's nothing outside of me. There's no reality. Remember, the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true God. I am reality. There is no reality outside of me. There is nothing outside of me. And we've said it 5,000 times. Here's a little tidbit of the universe with billions of galaxies sitting there. In the middle of God. In the middle of God. And there's nothing outside of, there is nowhere to go. There is no God endless. God is everywhere. He's everywhere. There is no place God isn't. There is nothing outside of God. I am. I am. Wow. And you're going to tell the people that. I am has sent me. There's no reality. Nothing is there outside of me. There is no reality. No, it's only false, foolish. It's nothing. So now, having said that, I am. And looking, if I can, please, in verse 4. Exodus 3, verse 4. The Lord said, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see God, Moses, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he answered him, how did Moses make a statement? What did he say? Here am I. Now, why would you say that, Moses? You didn't say, here am it. You didn't say that. You said, here am I. Why is that? Why? Because God made you in his image and likeness. You are able to say with God. God says, I am. And every human being is able to say, I am. I am, I ought, I am morally responsible, I will, I make decision, I am, I ought, I will, I am. We do that, not chickadees, not dogs, people. Talk about being I am somebody in pride. We do that, I am. God, Moses, could you identify with the Creator? Absolutely. I am. I'm just meeting him, really, on Mount Sinai. I'm 80 years old, and I'm meeting him. And I understand. I am. I am. Anyone that knows my name, here I am. Moses? Moses said, here I am. Thus, chapter 4, verse 6. And moreover, he said, I am, God answering, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And verse 11, Moses said unto him, God, who am I? Who am I? Who are you? Who am I? That I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. Who am I? Who am I? Verse 15. God said, moreover, unto Moses, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. You will always be able to address and understand me. I am. You're always going to know and need to understand that I am, that I am. I am exactly who I am, forever who I am, wonderfully so. Wow. Now, having said that, keeping that in mind, if you would, so here is the living and only God, and we would say another way to say this is, remember, God is the ultimate one. We've used it before, ultimate. He's the ultimate person. There's no one beyond. To go ultimate means you can't go beyond. It's impossible to go any further. Can't go any further. There's nothing greater, nothing greater, nothing more. No further analysis can be made. You're all the ultimate understanding of knowledge. We got a long way to go. But God said, I'm the ultimate. There is nowhere to go after me. I'm the top. I'm the chief one. Anything and everything, everywhere, I am. There's nothing beyond me. I'm the ultimate one. I am the uncaused cause of everything. Do you understand? I am. Now hang on. I am. I am the ultimate one. Wow. Thus my greatness, my glory, my goodness, my grace, all of it. I am that I am. And we're able to say and relate to who he is. Chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. Now, how does it work out? I am. And picking up, please, remember the Exodus across the Red Sea, and they're going to sing the song of Moses after crossing. Verse 2. Now, what are you going to say? You just had a phenomenal event. Opening the Red Sea, it's a rough guess we did a long time ago when we had to study all this. 4 miles probably across the Red Sea. So here's the Red Sea, 4 miles. That's a long way. And here's 2 million people or so with all their animals and everything, and they're going to cross all that night. So God opened the Red Sea up, opened it up, put walls just set there. And they walked across on dry land or over to the other side. And what an event. And everyone knew it. The Egyptians knew it. And they knew it in a very special way. Why would the Egyptians ever forget? Because they lost their army in that momentous event. Their army disappeared. You certainly are going to remember when your whole military goes. Here we have, 1 million men or so, and they're all gone. Wow. I'm going to remember that. Now, in the light of that, they sang. Then sang Moses, the children of Israel, this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Now, remember the I am who I am. Do you know what I am? I am. All right. The Lord is my strength. The Lord, I am, Yahweh, I am, Yah, Y-A-H. The Lord is my strength and my song. That is God. Do you know who I am? I am your strength. You'll never hunger, never thirst, don't have to be afraid. Strong? I am. I am. I am to you strong. I am to you a song I am to you. And verse 2, and he has become my salvation. You who are always who you are, you become to me, you do because of who you are, you become to me my salvation. You saved us, all of us. Wow. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him in habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. What are you going to say? Well, Moses is going to say, I am that I am. Uh-huh. Moses, did you catch it? A little bit. Verse 6, thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. God, you have done something very, very wonderful for us. In your wonderful essence, in your wonderful being, in your ultimate person, you are absolutely, independently, completely, forever who you are. You always are who you are, in essence, being nature. You can be no one else. You can be nothing else than who you are. That's why, without going back there in John 8, etc., you remember, before Abraham was, he says what? I am. Before Abraham, you're talking about it to the Jews. You're talking about Abraham. Before Abraham ever was, I am. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Who am I? Now, in the light of that, and you remember without turning there in Colossians 1 and 16 and 17. You know it. He, God, you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator. God the Father, God the Son, Spirit of God, all of them. Were created. And he is, you don't have to turn there. It doesn't say he was. It says he is. He always is. I am. I am always who I am forever. I'm always that. Now hang on, because God gives it to us so we can have some exercise. And thus, God, you're going to say in Colossians, etc., that by him, because of who he is, all things subsist, consist, have existence. And there's nothing has existence apart from him, because everything is because he is and makes it all happen. Without him, nothing happens. Nothing can happen, ever. And so God, here in your wonderful kindness, in the wonderful outworking of who you are, to become to us all that this is, to become to us, you're our Savior, our salvation, God. You come to us and make all of it happen for us so that we're able to say, to be, we're able to be what we could never be simply because you are. You are who you are, and you make it possible. You make it possible for us to become what we could never be because of who you are. So we're able to say, very comfortably, I am because you are. I can become because you can become. I am making you make it all possible because you are. I am. And since you are, I am. Everything that I ever need to be, you will be to me. I am. Hang on. Now, so in the light of that, to become another, just think now, I'll give it to you different. Abel became a herdsman. Cain became a tiller of soil. They became something. The same one became something. God is who he is in totality. And thus, he said, I am. If you want to know my name, I am. And thus, having said that, My name, who I really am, always who I am. Over, if you would, please. Oh, for time's sake. Exodus 17. Exodus 17, and in verse 16, remember Amalek and the war, and the war with the flesh, to bring it up, date it, old nature, et cetera, never ends until we're freed from this body. Verse 4, he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord shall have war with Amalek from generation to generation, from one generation to another, he's going to have war, and thus he is going to be, I am going to be, forever. I am. You're going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. I am who I am, and you are who you are. Now, the sooner you catch on who I am, the sooner you will enjoy who you are. And if you don't catch on to who I am, then you're going to lose out. You're going to miss out, totally miss out. In the name of blindness, you're going to miss out. So now, to become, to have the wonderful ability, God, you can become to us, in us, and for us. You can go and do something wonderful and make us what we are never not, what we never can be in your ultimate person. So God, here we are, God's being who he is, and God gives expression to himself who he is. God, you are who you are. You give expression to yourself. You give expression to yourself. You cause, if you affect, you make something happen so that we can know who you are. God is who he is. He's going to show himself, display himself of who he is. He isn't going to be less than who he is. He already is. And all he's going to do is show you who he is. That's why he created the universe, to display his glory. Remember, he would say, I will not give my honor to anyone. I will not allow anyone anywhere to pollute my name. I am. I am wonderfully who I am. Wow. Now, having said that, so God, you're going to be God. Uh-huh. You're always going to act continuously as God. You're going to keep unfolding yourself, generate year after year. You're going to keep exposing who you are as the time works out. It's your wonderful plan. And you're going to expose yourself for who you are. You're going to be gracious and merciful. And thus the believing heart at any given age is going to discover who you are. Moses did. The people of Israel did. Samson did. All the way down the line, you're going to show yourself who you are. When you know, believe me, they want to say, give us this bread. I am that bread. I am. And I am one zillion other things beside. I can be, I created the universe. If you don't think I'm able, take a look at the different kinds of butterflies, ants, flowers. Look any way you want. The marvel of creation. If you don't think I am who I am for you, oh ye of little what? You of little faith, you dummy. Not you. You dummies. What's wrong with you? My thoughts to you are more than the what? Sand of the sea. I am to you. I am. I am. I am. I am. Well, God, how could you be I am? All those thoughts. That's right. I am. Because I am. And whatever you need, when it need is needed, I am. I always am who I am. Do you enjoy God like that? I know you're sleepy, y'all. I like to sleep, too. Not too much, but a little. Now, but you're going to miss. I'll bet you $1,000. Once you get that, my dear friend, your whole life will be different. And when it isn't different, something's missing somewhere. Wow. God, what did you tell them? I said, here I am. That's all you need, is that I am. I am the living God. I am. And my inside, who I am, expresses itself outside so that you can see all that I am on the inside. I'm going to show it. In a bugs, birds, creation, coming, going, and you, my chief object of creation, made in my image and likeness. I am, I ought, I will. I made you to be able to show me, to honor me in a most wonderful way, so that your whole life you are going to learn that all that I am to you. And all that you are not, you will find that I am to you. And I will make you like I am. Not like a flower, not like a bug, not like a kangaroo or a dog. I'm going to make you like my person. They can never enjoy who I am. I put instinct in them. They're wonderfully butterflies, birds, nests, spiders. Everyone does what they're supposed to do. But you have the right to enjoy who I am. Forever. Now, so having said that, so here's the wonderful, God's going to demonstrate who he is in his marvelous way. He's going to show himself. That's the whole point. God is going to demonstrate who he is, and he can demonstrate it in 1,000,000,000,000 forever years and never run out of demonstrating his marvelous, marvelous person. And so his existence is identical with his effectiveness. His power, you follow his power, you find God. If you follow the creativity of flowers, you're going to find God. Bugs, you're going to find God. From your own heart being, marvelous critter that we are, we find God. Over Isaiah 64, 26 better, Isaiah 26. Isaiah chapter 26. In Isaiah chapter 26, may I pick up, please, in verse 4. Well, I'll go back a bit. Well, verse 4. Trust ye, 26:4. Trust ye, a command, in the Lord forever. For in the Lord, Jehovah is everlasting strength. You're going to find the inexhaustible fullness of God. When you trust in the Lord, you're going to find God's wonderful fullness. Now, you know that without just reminding you of it in Colossians and all of that. Christ is, God brings us to himself in the lovely, perfect humanity of Jesus Christ. And when I look at the perfect humanity of Jesus Christ, I find God. I look and I find God. That's what the Lord was trying to say to the people in John 6. I am. What are you worried about? Anything? You're fooling around with bread. And I am everything to you. You're playing with peanuts. No, that's not a good word. Yet you're playing with nothing when you have everything. Why would you do that? Wow. Now, so, in the light of that, verse 3. First of all, we're going to trust in Yahweh, the rock, everything. And he is in his fullness, Christ in his fullness. You receive Christ as your Savior, you receive the fullness of God. How much of God do I have? Well, when I received him as my Savior, I have all of God. I can't have any more of God. And God is his own equivalent to himself. God needs nothing else but himself. God doesn't need anything, anywhere, anyhow. So when you're in places that seem impossible, unworkable, unsolvable, remember, I am. I don't need anything. Are you going to honor me for who I am? That's the question. But, do you know who I am? If you don't know who I am, you think I'm a little genie in a bottle? Abracadabra? You know, I give you 3 wishes? Is that what you think? I am to you. I am. What else do you need? If you understand that I am, what else could you possibly need? But you have to get there. If you don't get there, going to go right by. Wow. Now, so thus in verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed, mind, thought process, is stayed, supported on thee because he trusteth in thee. So, God, we're to trust in you and allow you to be who you are in your wonderful, wonderful fullness. And as I set myself down upon you, thus you are going to be, as I rest down upon you, verse 3, keep me in perfect peace because I'm trusting in thee and God, I'm trusting in you. So there's, you don't need anything. So I'm going to trust you, God. That doesn't mean I'm not responsible. Doesn't mean I'm not using good common sense within reason. But it means that I'm going to go, the idiom for this I am all that is necessary for any and every and all occasions. I am all that is necessary for any and every and all occasions. I am being who I am. I am going to be who I am. I can be nothing other than who I am. I am going to become to you, for you, in you, through you, all that I am. All that I am, I'll be. So you can lie in the middle of a cesspool, in the middle of death itself, and God, you're everything. And sometime, darkness has to get real dark before we wake up and see the light. God, I am. I am. I am that I am. Blank. You fill it in. I am that I am. Blank. Fill in what you want. What do you want God to be to you? You write the word there. And if it's in the will of God, in the honor of his glorious person and name, God will honor himself. I will be to you all that I am. Pretty easy. And God, and my job is to find that out, to allow you, a believing heart, fills in, the believing heart fills in, God, you need to become to me. My God, all right. My Lord, all right. My Savior, uh-huh. My strength, over. Psalm 18. All kinds of ways to do it. You'll catch not everyone had it. David got it. Moses got it. Here in Psalm 18, watch how it works. If you want to. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Verse 1. The Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler or shield, and the horn, the power of my defense and offensive weapon, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. God, all personal pronoun. And God is to David all of that. God is to David all of that. So I'd say, David, what do you lack? And David would have to say, nothing. What do we say, James, when your trial test comes upon you? Count it all joy when you fall into diverse kinds of testing. And that, what do you find out? Well, what are we going to find out? No matter what it was, no matter how it was, how long it was, no matter, did you not discover you needed nothing? You didn't need anything, did you? When you were all done, what did it produce? It produced a wonderful allowance in your life for me to be who I am. And when I am who I am to you, I will be everything you need. And you'll count it all joy, because you will lack nothing. Even though your hands are empty, your stomach is hungry, and everything is terrible, you'll lack nothing. Have you got there? Have you reached that point? Well, you'll lack nothing. Nothing at all. No matter what. Oh, do it again. Thank you for that. Over to Philippians. No. Philippians is like Corinthians. Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, if I can. In chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, may I go to that which you are familiar with. In verse 27. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. The base and low things of the world, the things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught, to nothing, things that are. Why do you want to terminate all our flesh? Because no flesh shall glory in his presence. Verse 29. And on the positive end of it, you want to know who I am. I am, verse 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us what? Christ you are to us. I am wisdom. I am your understanding. I am your righteousness. I am your sanctification. I am your redemption. Verse 31, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, if you're going to get excited about anything and boast, glory in God, who he is. Honor God for who he is. Wow. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. A very dumb thing to say. And what we just did is so foreign. Because who believes that? Who lets God be God? Who even understands? They didn't understand. Who do you say that I am? I bet you if you went up and down religious people, try them. Try them. We'll see where it goes. See how much they can go with it. I am to you. Wow. That's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And we lose out on it because we don't let God be who he is. Over, you're right next door, chapter 3. Chapter 3 and in verse 20. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, no flesh shall glory in my presence. Verse 21, therefore let no man glory in men. Why not? For all things are yours. But no. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, Peter, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. How can that be? Because I am. I am. I am. Everything I have, I am. I am to you all of that. I am to you your life. I am to you your death. I'm everything. Whatever you need, I am to you. Wow. Therefore, to the Jewish people standing there, wanting the bread, give it to me now, he said, I am the bread of life. And if you just will hunger and believe me, come to me and you'll never hunger. Believe me and you'll never thirst. You just come to me. Here I am. God, we're in your wonderful presence, are we not? Now, God, where are you? And then we try everywhere, and we miss the whole point. God was always there, always. Why? Because he is. That's why you will understand how much better then. In Hebrews 11:6, he that cometh to God, without faith it's impossible what? To please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he what? He is. That's what we're doing. Do you believe he is? That's the bottom line. I don't know. You believe that he is. Wow. That's an awesome thing, isn't it? We aren't trying to be religious. We aren't trying to build a kingdom. We aren't trying to have a club. We're just trying to be counted among the remnant that's left these days that are looking to God to be who he is to us. I don't make him who he is. He is who he is because he is who he is. And I'm just able to go and trust him. Can't we all do that? Be to me all that you are. I need comfort, strength, healing, all kinds of stuff. In your time, in your place, in your way, be to me all that you are. Do you know my name? I am. God, I am learning. I am learning. Thou shalt not take the Lord name of the Lord God in what? In vain. Don't throw that name out with no backing to it. Have some meat behind it. Have some oomph behind it. Power. That's what you do for us, God. Otherwise, we're just a bunch of religious, not you guys, of course, but people are just a bunch of religious people doing their religious stuff. And what do you got? Zero. Nothing. And that's because, God, you are wonderfully God. And we don't want to be so slow and foolish as to miss out on it. So that you could say, if you can't remember, I am that I am, you will never say, I'm trying to think of an illustration. You're able to say, I am. Are you who you are? And you're able to say, I am. Can you say that about you? Here's your name. I am. That's me. I am that person. Try that one. Just get clear on who you are. And then transfer to God. He is who he is. You are who you are. And he is who he is. And you're going to let that happen. With not a whole lot of rigmarole, not a whole lot of baloney stuff that's going to go nowhere. Nope, just in quietness and confidence, in returning and rest, in quietness and confidence. God, you cannot deny yourself. You must be who you are. Always. Good, gracious, great. Wow. Our Father and God, we look to you to deal with our heads and our hearts. God, we're just fumbling through it all. What a marvel of marvels. God, thank you very, 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 very much. Deal with us, and for those who know not you as their Lord and Savior, God, deal with the head and heart, that they might receive you, all that you are, that you would be to them salvation. You would be to them righteousness. You would be to them all that is required to line up with your glorious name and nature, to line up with who you are, so that we could be then counted as thy children. We could then be under the right classification as your sons. God, thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you for that. You may have liked to sing, if you would, 408. 408. And I'll bear your